You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last year, I got a rather strange invitation around this time in the year asking me to travel down to the Free State for this farm event called Nampo Harvest Day. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I didn't know what to expect. And suffice it to say, I had one of the best times of my life. It was such an experience. And I think it's something that everyone should do at least once in their lives. And those that are considering doing it, it is coming up next week. And I've got something special for you for our Agri Tuesday today. And that is a conversation with the head of Nampo from Grain SA. That's Dr. Dirk Stradom. Good evening, Dr. Stradom. Thanks so much for taking the time. For someone who's never been to Nampo and who wants to experience it for the first time or who is thinking about it, why would you say they should come?
Yeah, I think it's a very great experience. The second thing is to really see what agriculture is all about. I think there's the old perceptions of a tractor and a plow and someone sitting on that tractor. And agriculture is far more than that. If you just look at all the technologies that's available and the integration in terms of technology, there's so much more about it. And to see the machineries and how they operate, it's one great experience to see all of this.
Absolutely. And I remember when I went last year, there was so much to see. There's so much space. I think it can be somewhat of an overwhelming experience, but in the best way possible. Everything you could think of from an agricultural perspective under one venue and in one location. It's really quite a sight to see. Dr. Stradom, let's look forward to this year. What can people that are coming there look forward to? What is going to be the full Nampo experience this year? Because I know I'm coming down next week and I don't want to miss out on it. What should I be looking out for?
Yeah, I think it's, to give a bit of a background, it's 56 years old this year. And it's, like we said, an agriculture expo that is based to showcase agriculture technology and for producers and service providers to have engagement and networking regarding it. We're looking at over 900 exhibitors. Quite a large amount of exhibitors. A lot of new things we've added this year. There's a whole new hall. There's a herb garden. There's the Nation and Conversation discussions taking place, talking about agricultural issues. There's a lot that we added this year to add more value to it. There's a women's program specifically focusing on women. And like I said, more than 900 or close to 900 exhibitors to give you the full experience of agriculture.
That is certainly a very rich experience that individuals can be a part of. How do farmers get in touch with Nampo and be a part of Nampo from that perspective? Is there a way for them to get in touch if they want to exhibit, if they want to come and engage with other like-minded individuals and other farmers?
Yeah, I think that for the farmers, the best is to come and attend Nampo because of all the knowledge that is available there. You can literally talk to the MD of John Deere. You can talk to the MD of the major mechanization companies, seed companies. So all the knowledge is at Nampo. So yeah, to come, it's the first thing. And in terms of exhibitors, currently we're full in terms of exhibitors. We got a waiting list of more than 500 exhibitors that wants to come and exhibit. And that applications open up again October in this year. But for now, we're looking forward to welcome the producers and to welcome the farmers to Nampo and that they come and gain knowledge to improve their efficiencies on their farms.
Now, Dirk, it's not just about the farmers, right? There are other exhibitors that come through to the event and showcase things around tech and around digitization. And I know that's going to be a big theme for Nampo this year is the role of these other services that can enhance your farming and enhance what it is that you do. How important is it to be looking at those aspects as well, not just looking at the farmer side of it, but looking at how best to help the farmer?
Yeah, no, that's very important. I mean, the whole purpose of Nampo is to showcase what is the new technologies available and to showcase that to the producers and also to have the engagements at Nampo. If we look at agriculture in South Africa, we're not as subsidized as such of the companies or the countries that we compete with. And that means we need to get our efficiencies as high as possible. And Nampo assist with that to showcase which technologies is available, how you can utilize it to increase your efficiencies on the farm and make sure that you can sustainably produce for the future.
I remember a funny story from my experience last year at the event. I met a farmer who was trying out a new piece of equipment for the sole purpose of the fact that it might eradicate the weeds that were growing between his crops, and he was willing to take that chance to the tune of some 4 million rand. So definitely an experience that individuals are coming through to enjoy in the most wholesome way. Dirk, I want to look at Nampu Alpha. What is that? That seems to be a little different from the Nampu event that's taking place next week in Boeterville, but it does also take place in the same location.
Yeah, so we've got the value in terms of the asset that is sitting there, and we want to utilize it for more than just once a year. And what happened in that regard is the one of the biggest livestock shows in the country, the Livestock Expos Alpha. We combined forces together to host Nampu Alpha in October this year. It would be the third Nampu Alpha that we're hosting. And that show will specifically focus just on livestock hunting and outdoor activities. So the hunting and outdoor side is very complementary to the producers. Most of the producers have part of the enterprises a part in terms of livestock. And they enjoyed it in terms of hobbies as well, in terms of the what they do as hobbies on the hunting side. So we thought it good to host the show that also showcased this, and a very practical orientated show. So we've got the major gun dealers is there, the major outdoor campers, those type of stuff is there. And with a very practical approach, like I said, we even got a shooting range there, a 400-meter shooting range at the show.
Speaking of outdoor camping activities, Boeterville is a bit far. It is in the Free State. For some individuals that might not necessarily want to be traveling in and out at the same time, can you just tell us about some of the arrangements that Nampu has? I know I saw camping facilities last year, and the site upon which the harvest day is hosted, there's plenty of space for parking and setting up camping sites and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, it is in a rural area, and it is part of our strategy as well to uplift the rural environment. So there is, the accommodation is always a bit of a challenge because we receive more than 80,000 people in 4 days. So it is sometimes a challenge. The routes this year is a bit better to Nampu. There was last year some of the routes that was flooded, but the routes are way better this year. So yeah, it's basically go and buy a ticket online at Nampu, or you can go online to Nampu's website, or you can go to ticketpros.co.za to go and buy your online tickets to come and attend Nampu. So all the info on Nampu's website and the ticket sales on ticketpros.co.za.
And for those individuals that have decided that they don't necessarily want to go camping, Nampu, as far as I remember, does have somewhat of a unique feature. If you wish to travel via light aircraft, they have an airport there on site. You can land your little plane or your big plane, depending on how you decide to travel, and visit Nampu's Harvest Day still. I think we'll leave it at that. Dr. Stradom, thanks so much for those insights. I'm certainly looking forward to being a part of this year's event as I was last year's, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's on show this time around. That's Dr. Dirk Stradom, head of Nampu at Grain SA, joining me for this week's Agri segment to highlight the event that's coming up next week. It's a full week event from next week Tuesday to next week Friday, so you can really go and have the most time understanding all the different intricacies of the agricultural space and how to get involved in that space.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.